It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music, baby. This is a bowl of soul, and this is Professor T Love. I had to come at you with a classic. This is like a lost gem by Mr. Ray Bryant. It's called Up Above the Rock, baby. And you know, Ray Bryant, Raphael Homer Bryant, was born December 24th, 1931, and he passed away on June 2nd, 2011. He was an American jazz pianist and composer. He was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Bryant accompanied many other leading players such as Miles Davis, Sonny Rollins, Melba Liston, and Coleman Hawkins, as well as singers Carmen McRae and Aretha Franklin. From the late 1950s, he led a trio performing throughout the world and also worked solo. In addition, he was a noted jazz composer with well-known themes such as Cubano Chant, The Madison Time, Monkey Business, and Little Susie to his credit. The musicians Kevin Eubanks, Dwayne Eubanks, and as you know, Kevin Eubanks was the front man, just like was the front man for Jay Leno's Tonight Show. His nephew is Kevin Eubanks, Dwayne Eubanks, and Robin Eubanks, and they are also musicians themselves, jazz musicians. His brothers, Tommy Bryant, was a bass player, and Len Bryant, who plays drums and is also a singer. His niece, Jennifer Bryant, who is also his brother Len Bryant's daughter, is a singer, songwriter, and producer, baby. And this is a bowl of soul. We wanted to, you know, connect the dots for you, and I thought that would be a nice little gem to put up there for you. And yes, this is a bowl of soul on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, baby. And you can find me on the Rhythmic Lounge, facebook.com/radio.cfm on Sunday at 7 p.m., baby, and nonstop. Soul music, you got it, baby, on Live 365. And coming up next, got another lost soul relic from Mr. Calvin Arnold talking about it's a funky way to treat somebody, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Said you knocked me down, girl, you kicked me around. Say I'm the biggest fool in this town. Said I do my best, ooh, got to treat you right now. Did you go out and just stay out all night? Ain't that a funky way to treat somebody?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me? Good loving, sweet loving man like me.
Yes, it is.
All right. Take a note, girl, you'll keep me out, though.
Out in the cold.
Now hurry up, and I'll bring you my pay. Then you don't want to see me no more till next day, baby. Ain't that a funky way to treat somebody?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me? Good loving, sweet loving man, I.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Come on. Come on.
Somebody.
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me?
Funky way to treat me.
Ain't that a funky way to treat me? Good loving, sweet loving man like me.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yes,
it is.
All right.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What you doing, sir?
Funky yeah, baby.
Treat
me so bad. All right, y'all, and that's Mr. Funky Way Calvin Arnold. That came out in 1968. Just to give you a little background on Mr. Calvin Arnold, and you know, it's amazing how, you know, we find these records and then find out that these people are connected to other people that were major players during the 60s, especially for soul music. And the way that Calvin Arnold is connected, he's connected through Mickey Stevenson, who was an A&R man at Motown, and he left Motown in early 1967, and at the time, Mickey Stevenson was married to Miss Kim Weston, and they formed this record label called the People Record Label. Kim Weston, she was signed at that time to MGM, but Mickey Stevenson was offered a chance to help out this record company called Venture Records. It was a label owned by MGM as an avenue for some of their soul artists. And this label was based out of Los Angeles. And because of his experience at Motown, Stevenson was at the helm, and he brought with him a talented crew from Motown, which included writers, sound engineers, and artists. And you know, as you know, Mickey Stevenson, his writing and writing credits include Martha Reeves and the Vandellas and Marvin Gaye. His greatest credits was for writing Dancing in the Street and Stubborn Kind of Fella. But as you know, the continuation of his success, meaning he wasn't able to continue that success when he joined with Venture Records. However, the label was short-lived and it folded after 18 months. However, all was not lost, because this record, Funky Way by Calvin Arnold, is a gem. It came out of the Venture Record Company camp, and this record came out in 1968. This song was covered a few times by Rufus Thomas and then by Ray Johnson. And as you know, this song basically was like an underground soul hit, Funky Way, baby, because she treated me so bad, treating a good loving, sweet loving man like him. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We're going to play some back-to-back Calvin Arnold. We're going to come at you, baby, with Scooby-Doo, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Baby, that's Scooby-Doo by Mr. Calvin Arnold, and this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. I want to tell you thank you to all the listeners who have been listening to A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network. The listeners are just growing and growing. If you want to hear some of the past shows, the archives, please go to www.prn.fm, baby, and click on the archives and look for A Bowl of Soul, baby. Y'all just blowing up them archives. I love you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to my brothers and sisters overseas that are listening to A Bowl of Soul. You know, if you want to hear hear some great soul music, man. You know, Britain is the place to listen to some great soul music. Also, there's some other spots like the Netherlands and Germany. I mean, you know, Japan as well, baby. You know, they're listening to Ebola Soul in Tokyo also. You know, but this is Ebola Soul, baby, bringing you some of the A-sides, the B-sides, the C-sides, and the D-sides, baby. It's all groovy, baby, because it's soul music. I just like to give my condolences to the family of Mr. Davy Jones of the Monkees. Oh, my God. You know, when you see some of the people that used to watch on TV as a kid and, you know, they're passing away, that's letting you know that an era is going and leaving, baby. You know, the Monkees were actually, they sold just about as many records as the Beatles at that time. And, you know, when they came on television in 1966. And, you know, after that, the rest is history. And, you know, but a lot of people, you know, they criticized the Monkees. They didn't think they were serious. But, you know, they were one of the few people that took control of their image. And they were able to write their own songs. And they had some great garage rock classics. One of my favorites is I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, Baby. And the other one is She. You know, if you listen to that, that got a mean garage rock flavor on it. But this is Ebola Soul, baby, and we gonna come back at you with some Hey Love, baby, from Mr. Stevie Wonder, baby. And this is a bowl of soul.
Each hour go by, hoping and praying that someday I will be your guy. Hey love, you're my one true soul desire. One thing I find so true,
hey love,
when you are near me,
hey love,
I go through a change or two,
hey love,
hearing your footsteps, I hurry to catch your eye. Just walk on by.
Over, baby. You know, this song was done by R. Kelly himself, and you know, this is a classic record, baby, and this is done by Mr. Stephen Hardaway Morris, born May 13th, 1950, known at by his stage name of Stevie Wonder. Do you know Stevie will be 61 years old in May? Wow. You know, Stevie Wonder is an American singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and activist. You know, Stevie was blind since shortly after birth, and he signed with Motown's Tamla label at the age of 11 and continues to perform and record for Motown to this day. Among Stevie Wonder's best known works are singles such as Superstition, Sir Duke, I Wish, I Just Called to Say I Love You. Well-known albums also include Talking Book, which is one of my favorites, Inner Visions, that's another one, and Songs in the Key of Life. He has recorded more than 30 U.S. top 10 hits and received 22 Grammys. Did I say 22 Grammy Awards? The most ever awarded to a male solo artist. Stevie Wonder is also noted for his work as an activist for political causes, including his 1980 campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a holiday in the United States. In 2009, Stevie Wonder was named a United Nations Messenger of Peace. In 2008, Billboard magazine released a list of the Hot 100 all-time top artists to celebrate the U.S. Singles Chart's 50th anniversary, with Stevie Wonder at number 5. He was born in Saginaw, Michigan, and the genres of music that Stevie plays, soul, pop, Stevie can play rock, R&B, funk, and jazz. And like I said, he's a singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, record producer, and an activist. And some of the instruments, my God, Stevie, synthesizer, piano, keyboards, harmonica, clavinet, drums, bass guitar, congas, bongos, melodica, guitar, accordion. Oh, my God. He's been active on the Tamla record label since 1961. You know, Stevie will be celebrating a 50th anniversary on Motown. Wow. And he is a treasure. He continues to be a treasure. And if you listen to a lot of Stevie's music, his early music, and also the time when he was transitioning and he gained the right to produce his own music and also the right to publishing rights at Motown, you know, you really saw Stevie expand himself musically. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming at you next, it will be Mr. Willie Bobo talking about roots. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Thank you. y'all, and that's Mr. William Correa, known as Willie Bobo, was born February 28, 1934, and he died September 15, 1983. The genres of music that Willie Bobo played was jazz, Latin jazz, Afro-Cuban jazz, and boogaloo. The instruments that he played were timbales, conga, and various percussion instruments. Willie Bobo grew up in Spanish Harlem, New York City. He made his name in Latin jazz, specifically Afro-Cuban jazz, in the 1960s and 1970s, with the timbales becoming his favorite instrument. He met Mongo Santa Maria shortly after his arrival in New York and studied with him while acting as his translator, and later, at age 19, joined Tito Puente for 4 years. It seems like a lot of Latin percussion musicians had cut their teeth with Tito Puente. Ray Barreto did the same thing. He played for Tito Puente for like a couple of years. The nickname Bobo is said to have been given to him by the jazz pianist Mary Lou Williams in the early 1950s. His first major exposure was when he joined the George Shearing's band on the album Shearing Spell. After leaving Shearing, Cal Jader asked Bobo and Santa Maria to become part of the Cal Jader Modern Mambo Quintet, which released several albums as the mambo craze reached fever pitch in the late 1950s. Reuniting with his mentor Mongo Santa Maria in 1960, Bobo and Santa Maria released the album Sabroso for the Fantasy label. He later formed his own group, releasing Do That Thing Guajira with Tico and Bobo's Beat and Let's Go Bobo for Roulette without achieving huge penetration. However, after the runaway success of Cal Jader's Soul Source, in which he was heavily involved, Willie Bobo formed a new band with the backing of Verve Records, releasing Spanish Grease, of which the title track is probably his most well-known tune. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby, just giving you the roots and connecting the dots. I'm on the Progressive Radio Network, baby, www.prn.fm, and you can catch me on the rhythmiclounge.com/radio.cfm, and I'm also on A Bowl of Soul on live365.com. You guys got to check out some great soul music websites like the soulmusic.com website, which is a store that you can buy some of the reissues of some soul records you might have had on vinyl. You can buy them on CD. You know, you can catch up with Bob Davis. He has a great website called soulpatrol.net, baby. And there's a website that I just recently started listening to called stompradio.com, baby. You know, the Brits are really bringing the heat on. They play some great classic soul, as well Philadelphia soul, and some great R&B tunes that I haven't heard in a long time from the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, baby. And, you know, of course, I got to give big ups to SoulTracks.com because, you know, SoulTracks basically gives radio stations an opportunity to list themselves on their website. And also, it's an avenue for independent artists to contact these radio stations, whether they're internet or they're basic terrestrial radio. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. And coming up next would be Mr. Sly Stone talking about I Want to Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Okay.
Family Stone, baby. You know, Sly and the Family Stone were an American rock, funk, and soul band from San Francisco, California, active from 1966 to 1983. The band was pivotal in the development of soul, funk, and psychedelic music. It was headed by singer, songwriter, record producer, and musician Sly Stone. Containing several of his family members and friends, the band was the first major American rock band to have an integrated multi-gender lineup. Brothers Sly Stone and singer-guitarist Freddie Stone combined their band, Sly and the Stoners and Freddie and the Stone Souls, in 1967. Sly and Freddie Stone, trumpeter Cynthia Robinson, drummer Greg Enrico, saxophonist Jerry Martini, and bassist the great Larry Graham completed the original lineup. Sly and Freddie's sister, singer, keyboardist Rose Stone joined within a year. This collective recorded 5 Billboard Hot 100 hits, which reached the top 10, and 4 groundbreaking albums, which greatly influenced the sound. I'm going to say it again, influenced the sound of American pop music, soul, R&B, funk, and hip-hop music. In the preface of his 1998 book, For the Record, Sly and the Family Stone, An Oral History, Joel Selvin sums up the importance of Sly and the Family Stone's influence on African-American music by stating, there are 2 types of black music, he says. Black music before Sly Stone and black music after Sly Stone. The band was officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1993. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We're going to take a pause for the cause. Yes, baby, this is A Bowl of Soul. This is Professor T-Love on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm. If you wish to Twitter me, you can Twitter at A Bowl, A-B-O-W-L-S-O-U-L, baby. And you can email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com, baby. And coming up next, some new music from an old artist, Mr. Sidney Barnes. And, you know, he's talking about silence, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You know, sometimes I get so lonely. Can't wait to hang out with all my friends. Go where the music
music is real loud and get lost in the crowd and hope that the party never ends. Oh, but when the fun is over and I have to go back to where the heartache began, as soon as I walk into the room I feel nothing but gloom. Lord, I should have been a better man. All I hear is silence. No voices bouncing off the walls into my head. Nothing stirring in the house. Not even a mouse, Lord, I'd be much better off dead. We used to be so happy together. Children's voices fill the corners of every room. Oh, then I'd hear you call out from the kitchen, baby, saying, honey, dinner will be ready soon. Oh, but now that I've lost your affection and I don't see the kids much anymore, oh, the emptiness inside this old house is so chilling, baby. Makes me wonder, what am I living for? All I hear is silence. Oh. No voices bouncing off the walls into my head. Nothing stirring in the house. Not even a mouse, Lord, I'd be much better off dead. You picked me up, turned me around, helped me stand on solid ground. Your love, I grew strong. I was faithful for so long. But one night I went astray. Can't explain why to this day. Now to the piper I must pay. I must pay. I must
Sydney Barnes. And you know, this is a song that I think Sydney wrote for the Funkadelics called I Betcha. You know, Sydney Barnes, you know, he got his big break in 1962 when he heard through the music grapevine that Berry Gordy was opening a branch office of Motown Records and Jobet Music in New York. Sydney was knocking on the new Motown office door just as the desk and furniture was arriving. After auditioning for Berry Gordy, he sung with a group called the Serenaders. They were signed to a contract and flown to Detroit. There, the Serenaders found themselves in the now legendary Detroit Hitsville recording studio with many of the early Motown stars. To make a long story short, Sydney and George Kerr, and as you know, George Kerr is also another infamous songwriter. He wrote songs for the OJs, and a lot of times those songs that were sung by the OJs were sung by Linda Jones, the Escorts, you know, the list goes on and on. You know, Sydney and George became head songwriters, producers, and talent scouts for Berry Gordy's New York office. And this office was headed by Gordy's wife at the time, Ray, a beautiful, sweet, and wonderful woman who changed Sydney Barnes' life with her coaching, encouragement, and kindness. After helping to build up the Jobet music catalog, Sydney helped to bring in an old friend and New Jersey resident, George Clinton, and his singing group, Parliaments, a doo-wop vocal group at the time. Sidney and George Kerr, they split from Motown and each other in 1964. Sidney Barnes then teamed up with a piano player and songwriter, J.J. Jackson. The two began writing freelance for several R&B solo artists of that period, including Sandra Phillips and Billy Prophet. The Soul Sisters and Inez and Charlie Fox were also just a few of the several acts that had chart records written by Barnes and Jackson. And as you know, Sidney Barnes wrote for a lot of people. A lot of people have sung Sidney Barnes songs, Jackson 5, you name it. The list is immense of the people that he has written for. So again, this is a new song by Mr. Sidney Barnes. You can check out Mr. Sidney Barnes' website by going to www.sidneybarnes.net. And this is A Bowl of Soul, baby. We love to introduce new music from independent artists. And coming up next is a catchy song called The Wonder of Life by Miss Josie McCaster. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And yes, you are listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Now this is Sasquatch the Bigfoot Man, rapping with Siska Joan. This one called, the one is a flying. Now Joan, sing out without a doubt. Tell them what life's all about.
This is what life is all about. Of course it changes, there's no doubt. Though we face much uncertainty, it's simply what we need it to be. Because there's a choice every day. All in all to our destiny. The wonder of
what lies up
life. A gift we all must cherish abundantly. The wonder of
what lies up life.
The goals and dreams we all strive to achieve. Is picture man, woman, child, nature's harmony. The times of bliss, the sweet memories. You see the wonder of life is simply what we make it to be. This is the wonder.
Life is a mystery, God nobody never know what them destiny. Life is right beyond your journey, God never in a life never come easy.
Since the day we are born, rich or poor, even in the morn, life has a purpose, and all we embrace, a gift of treasures no man can replace. A gift we all must cherish abundantly. The wonder of
one life of life.
The goals and dreams we all strive to achieve. It's sweet to man, woman, child, nature's harmony. The times of bliss, the sweet memories. The wonder of life is simply the simple one to make it to be. This is the wonder.
It's not your man, no man, child, nature's harmony. It's all about life, life is a mystery. But nobody never know them destiny. In life, in life, be all you can be.
Till the day we never try to satisfy. Life is too short to waste yours and mine. The wonder of life is simply what we make it to be.
Watch your. This a brand new style, here comes the brand new button. And this a your one alongside the big woman. What me come for give them is the style and button. Come me say, all of the woman me say, all of the man say if no love. This a one me want no put up who no. And me want no jump and shock out and want no sing this song. The one that's a fly if it is a mystery. Cause nobody never know them destiny. In life live right and all you can be. No luck nothing in life never come easy. Say just follow your dream and you will see.
This is the wonder, the wonder. This is the wonder. The
is A Bowl of Soul, and this is The Wonder of Life by Josie McCaster. Josie McCaster's from New York City, born in Harlem and raised in the Bronx. From elementary school through college, she has always had a passion for music in the areas of solo choral performance. And The Wonder of Life features reggae rapper and songwriter Sasquatch the Bigfoot Man, a.k.a. Dalton Burke. And this is A Bowl of Soul. If you wish to reach Miss Joanne McCaster, she's a singer-songwriter, composer, film and TV associate producer, and program assistant copy editor. You can reach her at professionaltalent@yahoo.com. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next will be Mr. Bill Avery talking about Try Me, Baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Ooh, baby, try me tonight. That's all you gotta do. Whatever you want, I can get it. Don't take too long to get back with me. See, I've been watching you from a long distance. Oh, baby, you don't know what you're missing. I make love to you any way you want it. Gonna take my time, gonna make you happy. Let's get it on tonight. Let's get it on, baby. Oh, yeah. Why don't you try me? Why don't you try me, girl? Why don't you try me? Why don't you try me, girl? Wanna be your knight,
your knight
in shining armor. Shower you with love, milk and honey. See, I've been looking for a girl like you that I can share all of my dreams and happiness. But listen, I've been waiting for a long, long time. Girl, it's time for you to make up your mind. True love only comes one time around. If you keep on messing around, you're gonna be left behind. Why don't you try me? Why don't you try me, girl? Why don't you try me? Why don't you try me tonight? Let's get it on tonight. Let's get it on, baby, all night. I wanna get it on tonight. I wanna get it on, baby, all night. Listen.
Here's a key to my brand new ride. You can drive it anytime.
I hope it got gas in it.
Here's a brand new credit card. You can shop at any mall.
Are you sure this card?
And here's a brand new cell phone. I don't even know the number until you call.
I sure hope it's not a prepaid.
Just try me, baby. That's all you gotta do.
I've been waiting for a long, long time. Girl, it's time for you to make up your mind. One time around. If you keep on messing around, you're gonna be left behind. Why don't you try me? Why don't you try me, girl? Why don't you try me? Why don't you try me, girl? I wanna be your knight in shining armor. Shower you with love, milk and honey.
Yeah, you all, that's Mr. Bill Avery.
For a girl like you.
Brand new single from the Alabama Soul Man, produced by Bill Avery and Omar Cunningham. This song is hot and it's produced by Mr. Tony Gideon and Sound Minds Records. And if you'd like to get the single, you can go to cdbaby.com, iTunes, or amazon.com, baby. This is Mr. Bill Avery talking about Try Me, Baby, from Birmingham, Alabama. And this is A Bowl of Soul. We're getting ready to close out, baby, and we're going to play something from the classic Mr. Carl Davis, who was critical in producing some of the finest records that came out of Chicago on the Brunswick record label. This song is from 1976, talking about the Windy City theme, baby, and this is A Bowl of Soul. Carl Davis and the Shy Sound Orchestra, baby. And coming up next, we're going to leave you with a classic by Mr. Little Beaver from Miami, Florida, talking about Let the Good Times Roll, baby. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Let the good to the bone.
Let it roll, baby.
The good times roll this weekend. I hope you enjoyed this segment of A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. You can reach me on the archives at www.prn.fm. You can listen to nonstop soul music on Live 365. Just search for A Bowl of Soul. And you can also listen to me at 7 p.m. on the Rhythmic Lounge /radio.cfm. I pray that you have a great weekend. Enjoy yourselves. And most of all, let the good times roll. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's A Bowl of Soul.